Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and may I first of all congratulate you on your unanimous election to take over the responsibilities of the chair for the next 12 months, and to thank the outgoing chair for being such a vivacious person to deal with and a good company, and we all look forward to her continued leadership. May I also, from the outset, ladies and gentlemen, first thank Mr. Azevedo for hosting us, and Gonzalo for inviting us, Arantxa for inviting us to share in your joy as you celebrate 50 years, and also for the opportunity for us to be seen together, to be working together, because it is a statement of something I would like to come back to. The challenges and the possibilities of these three institutions that should constitute the foundation of the Geneva Trade Hub working forward for the next half millennium. But before I do that, may I thank you very much for the 9 months since you took up your position. You have been very busy. I see your footprints everywhere I go. And I see in your published word a very clear statement of a sense of purpose, destination, and dedication, which I consider very important for the institution and for the Geneva Trade Hub. May I also congratulate Dorothy Tembo for her appointment as your deputy after the substantial work with the EIF. I very much look forward to our continued working with you. 50 years ago, the forbearers of UNCTAD and ITC not only saw the possibility that trade could be disciplined to serve the ambitions of economic development for the developing world, but they also appreciated the critical role of the private sector, the entrepreneur, the small-scale trader and investor as the courier of the potential of trade to deliver on development. It is in this sense that we were conceived and born of the same womb in the same year. Although 4 years later, the General Assembly, in its wisdom, gave custodial responsibilities to UNCTAD and the forerunner of WTO, our sister agencies working with you, we have shared the responsibilities of streamlining public policy, assisting public officers, and strengthening entrepreneurs to deliver on the promise that trade can contribute to economic development. The challenges remain fundamentally the same. The setting has changed dramatically, but with changing circumstances, our shared dedication to the very spirit of our founding fathers and our commitment to inclusive development should be strengthened by deliberate actions of working together, identifying areas where we can do better than we've done in the past. In my discussions bilaterally, both with Roberto and Arantxa, we have confirmed that we have no baggage that holds us back. We have no excuse but to have a positive engagement, and that where you don't engage positively, others get the opportunity to poison your relationship before you have moved. I'm glad that both ways, between WTO and UNCTAD and between ITC and UNCTAD, we've made substantial progress in breaking into new ground, new working relationships that will no doubt deliver on our shared responsibility and mandates. I wish to mention here two related phenomena. WTO and UNCTAD have entered a memorandum of understanding on shared work on non-tariff measures, exchange of information, building a common database. It was our aspiration that in a few years, the whole world should have access to quality, first-hand data, open source on non-tariff measures, both as a development tool, but more often than not as a distortion to market access. This represents a very clear model where an institution that's at the forefront of dealing with liberalizing trade and movement of goods and services like WTO, and an institution that has perhaps the most elaborate database on non-tariff measures like UNCTAD, find synergies to reduce duplication of our work, enhance utilization of what we have, expertise and data, and impact positively on the use of trade for development. Similarly, since the Bali Ministerial Conference, ITC and UNCTAD have signed a memorandum of understanding on collaborative work on trade facilitation capacity building in developing countries. We've gone long beyond the memorandum of understanding. We've already been able to co-host a meeting of African experts in Mauritius. We have already deepened practically our work in the field on the trade and productive capacity sector of the UN cluster system authorized by the UNCEB in our initiative on setting up a center of excellence on trade trade facilitation training for African officials and entrepreneurs. And we're very much looking forward to deepening this cooperation. At the start of this year, I refurbished UNCTAD offices in New York. And 3 weeks ago, I hired a very competent, efficient, and very personable lady as the head of UNCTAD's office in New York. I've already announced, and I'm glad to appreciate, that ITC has unlimited access to this facility when it has its operation in New York. And I'm glad that Arantxa has been using this office more than I have. I make this statement in one context, that beyond the word, I want to walk the talk in committing greater interagency collaboration, exploring new areas of mutual interest, and how we can strengthen the visibility and the relevance of the Geneva Trade Hub globally. In the past few days, we have also been engaging on what are new areas, what are new frontiers of collective action. And one of the areas that we are now, which is I want to thank Arantxa for putting this on the table, because internally at UNCTAD we have also been looking at this, that in the next 2 years, all professional staff in UN agencies will not be eligible for promotion unless they have undertaken a mobility, lateral movement to another institution. And we thought it is part of our responsibility that we use the earliest opportunity to explore the possibilities of lateral movement in line with UN mobility within the trade hub of Geneva before conditions oblige us to have more disruptive relocation of our staff in institutions and locales that are further afield from Geneva. And I can only see positives as we see more cross-border movement between personnel in WTO, ITC, and UNCTAD to fertilize the thinking and see the opportunities and the benefits that exist between these institutions. As many of you know, late November last year, I launched the open dialogue on the post-2015 process in Geneva. I was glad that Arantxa was the first speaker at our first open dialogue. And interestingly, the first speaker at our second dialogue was Roberto Azevedo. The first speaker at our third dialogue is going to be Ban Ki-moon. You are in a revered company. But fundamentally, I think we have a certain historical responsibility to contribute to the bridging of the Atlantic divide in the discourse on the way post-2015. To a large extent, the sense from me is that New York is very strong on peace, on security, related matters. It can be strong on setting social goals. But perceiving the cross-cutting role of developmental work, integrating strong economic and trade considerations in collective goals, I think the balance is in favor of Geneva any day compared to New York. Luckily, my organization, together with the World Bank, are co-facilitators of means of implementation discussions for the post-2015 agenda. And we find it critically important that we work more intensely within the trade hub of Geneva, particularly with our two sister institutions, to add concrete substance. Not to repeat the mistake of Millennium Development Goal number 8, a very weak afterthought, more responding to Monterey pressures than the need to see that delivering on social goals requires economic means, and that economic means is not aid and ODA and FDI. It's about a comprehensive focus on the coherence of economic policy, trade policy, financial resource mobilization, domestic action with international solidarity. And we're very much looking forward that across the board of the so far 16, hopefully fewer focal points that have emerged in the Open Working Group in New York will be immensely informed by the discourse that is generated in Geneva, which is only possible because of our institutions working together. Let me finish by saying one or two things. I'm very glad that, Arantxa, you've invited us to the WEDF meeting in Kigali in September. I agree that it sends the right signal when the three of us are seen together saying complementary things and doing things that show a coherence of purpose and sharing a faith in the liberative potential, not always activity, but potential of trade, and dedicating ourselves to the service of the cause of development. I like a saying that I heard the first in Goma in the third country called Democratic Republic of Congo, which is not democratic and which has very, very substantial challenges to its nationhood. But there was a saying in Goma that those nations which do not trade with each other tend to trade each other. That when people are not bound by commerce, they devalue the lives of the other. And that therefore, the habit we have seen in many of the developing world, developing countries, of enterprise being disrupted because of political friction should be turned on its head, that if we intensify commerce between those nations, the potential of disagreement translating into conflict is very much subdued, and that if they want evidence, they can look at France and Germany. Congratulations, and thank you very much for the attention. Thank you.